It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I hope you guys are doing blessed. TGIF, thank God it is Friday. If you are watching all over the world, then happy or good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Thank you so much. We have a special guest today coming on. His name is Travis Patterson, and we are going to be talking about all things career, resumes, interviews, and why having a 9-to-5 is still okay. Like, I know there's a lot of chatter online, or there is, you know, it depends on the person, right? Everybody, in my personal opinion, isn't meant to be an entrepreneur. Everybody isn't meant to work a 9-to-5. But for my folks who want to level up in their career, for my folks who want to level up, we will have Travis joining us very, very soon. I want to get out of the way and get the ball rolling with these questions. If you guys have questions about resumes, LinkedIn, job interviews, any type of thing like that, please don't hesitate to put them in the comments and we will read them accordingly. But I'm super, super excited for you guys to get to know Travis and learn from him today. So we're going to go ahead and do the prayer. So if you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally fine, not a big deal, but I hope I can pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for waking us up. Thank you for allowing us to have a new breath of fresh air for this new day. I pray that the things that Travis shares with the audience is going to help them, are going to help people level up, get the jobs and careers that they want, and that they learn so much information from this amazing, amazing person. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. So Travis is coming. I see him suited and booted and ready to go. But before we bring him on, everyone, I'm going to go to the comments and give my morning shout outs. So good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, Carmella. Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, Nastasha. Oh, good morning, Miss Brittany Ann. It's my girl, y'all. We talked about you the other day on the Morning Motivation, Britt. So you guys check Brittany out. She has a YouTube channel with her family, the Millennial family, the Crafts. I absolutely love them, know them personally. So you guys check them out. Brittany also is a social media marketing strategist. So if you guys have businesses or you work in a company that needs a little help on social media, you guys tap in with Miss Brittany M. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Chevy Chu. Good morning, Dia Dia. You guys have shown up today. So thank you guys so much. I'm super excited. This is the first interview on the Morning Motivation. Normally, I give you guys a dose of motivation, but I thought it was imperative to bring somebody that I personally know, I've worked with, and that I think you guys can get a lot of gems on that can help you throughout your career. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Mr. Patterson on. So I'm going to add you to the string. So good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brittany. How you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, do not call me Mr. Patterson. Please just call me Travis. Like,
I always go into like super professional mode when I talk to people. So yeah. Good morning, Travis. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited. I feel a new season, coming on. And most importantly, in my profession, I'm noticing an uptick in people getting more promotions, more raises, more success, better jobs. They're becoming happier. I'm just excited about what's happening.
I'm excited as well. So let's just, before we jump into all the tips and tools and all that good stuff, I really want to just zero in on this little conversation piece, because I get this all the time, because I'm pro whatever works for somebody, right? And I'm a firm believer everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur, and that's everybody's right. not built to work a 9-to-5. So for the folks who do have a job, or for the folks who say people shouldn't get jobs or people shouldn't get 9-to-5s, what do you have to say about that?
You know, I'm on the same page. I have this conversation frequently. You know, people will say, I want to start a business. I was like, this might tell you that was a pretty life. This might tell you that was exciting, but you're going to be more stressed in the beginning, than excited, or at peace about it. I would just say that not everyone is meant to be a manager, because that is a skill. And yes, you can learn that, but who you are naturally, it's best to be in that area and enhance from there. You can have long-term happiness in your career. And when it comes to businesses, or even just, as you said, getting a job, some people, I like to use this analogy. Mm-hmm. And this is about business, but this is also about life. So you can use this either way.
Right.
You're going on a road trip, and mm-hmm. You have to pick four people to come with you.
Okay.
And every person sitting in the car has a role or responsibility.
Right.
One person may hold a map. One person may hold the steering wheel. One person may be sitting in the back because they're providing the snacks. They may be helping to change the tires. So everybody has something to do.
Right. I mean,
even if this is just a friend trip.
Right.
But not everyone is meant to drive. Not everyone is meant to utilize skills that they do not thrive in.
Ooh, so I like
same
that.
Thing in the workplace and same thing in your personal life.
It's okay to be a job.
It's okay to be an admin. It's okay to be whatever that thing is. It is okay.
Because then you can have a little bit more peace. I feel like you said, entrepreneurship is not pretty. And a lot of times people can use their jobs or 9-to-5s to bridge that gap to what they want to do later or just to bring in another stream of income. So I'm a firm believer that if you have a 9-to-5 that you like, enjoy, it's okay. You don't have to jump on the bandwagon with everybody and quit your job and things like that. So happy we're on the same page about that. But what advice would you give somebody starting out possibly in their career? Maybe they have a career they're not happy with and they want to change to a different industry or they want to level up. What's the first step that people should like really take a look at when they want to make a change?
Absolutely. Soft skills are the new hard skills.
Okay, explain that. I don't know what that is. Explain that.
You know, I'm going to make it realistic. My wife, she always says, Travis, if you're going to make training, if you're going to make a course, if you're going to make a book, make it practical. Okay. But you know, I love telling stories. So
I love a good analogy. We do a lot of analogies on here. My people know about analogies.
Yeah, like storytelling is good. I mean, it helps, you know, when you can tell through a parable, you know, or that kind of thing. So for changing careers, or you're not happy with your career, or you can even use this method if you're just starting out and you don't know which direction to go. You can do a self-inventory check of what your soft skills are.
Okay, right? Break that.
What in the world are soft skills? Yeah. I know what my skills are. I know this is what makes me money. Okay. Mm-hmm. You probably took on some skills that you learned at your first job or, you know, hanging out with your friends and you guys decided, oh, the local place over here is hiring. Let's go over here together. And this just must be what I'm good at because this is what's local to me.
Right.
Let me tell you, coming from a city which is Wilson, North Carolina, home of BB&T.
Okay.
Everyone there either works at the bank or works for Bridgestone, Firestone tire manufacturer. So you either sling tires or sling money.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, or, you know, you're working, you know, a pharmaceutical plant, but for the most part, those like the two, when you ask someone, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that, you know, how do these skills translate to any other industry? What if I don't like my first job? What if I just don't want to do this for the rest of my life?
Exactly.
So I will write down every single thing that you do, not from the perspective of you telling your coworker or your mom or your friend what you do. Because you already know they're not going to understand. They're not going to know exactly what you do because they're not on the clock with you. But write it down as if you are talking to your manager.
Right. Okay.
Because that dialogue changes. You know, if there's a certain machine or if there's a certain software, you know, or anything or type of computer that you use, then you're going to be a little bit more specific. I use Salesforce to navigate XYZ.
Right.
Okay. Write all of that down.
Mm-hmm.
Take a highlighter. This is real simple. Take a highlighter and just start highlighting the verbs, the nouns, and for resume purposes. So this is a little spoiler.
Yeah.
And any type of adjectives that describe what you do. You don't have to be the best writer to do this. You can just simply say, I help or enter numbers in this software, software, numbers, or you can add for the next department to use, for also to use. All of those things kind of equal up to a formula at the bottom. These are your skills. Salesforce, you know how to use this software. You know how to do analytics. You know how to design. All of these different things can be used in other industries.
Right.
Here's a small example. You work in healthcare, mm-hmm. and you're working with patients. You do a lot with patients. You answer their questions. You may even take their vitals. But what does that look like? You've been working in healthcare for years, 10 years, mm-hmm. but you made a change. What does that look like? Remove the word patients and replace it with customers.
Yeah.
You know, just remove all the fluff. Keep mm-hmm. the main portions of your sentence, of that sentence structure. Mm-hmm. And take out, you know, that's how you change careers. Take out patients and use customers and clients and vendors and whomever.
I love that.
Thanks. Like, copy and paste, replace, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then depending on what you may do mm-hmm. with that said skill, look for other industries that can also use that. Okay, you check vitals. Vitals is what? Data. Mm-hmm. You analyze data to provide better solutions for your now customer or your now client or your now vendor, whatever that thing is, for your internal customers, your external customers. Mm-hmm. Every department of mm-hmm. every business could be essentially its own business. And so my point of saying that is, if you're thinking to yourself, but what I do, it doesn't relate to anywhere else.
Right.
If you work in accounting, doing bookkeeping or accounts payable, accounts receivable, or balancing a ledger or general ledger, then you take that. Mm-hmm. What you do there, another company, they may be a boutique firm, and that's all that they do.
Right.
Or a whole nother business has that same department. Do not ever limit yourself to thinking mm-hmm. that your skills are not valuable elsewhere.
I love that. What's one of the biggest myths that people have when they're job hunting, or that you hear, or that you may see in resumes? Because I know you looked at my resumes, because resumes change yeah. every single, you know, you might, if you took a resume class like 3 years ago, it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, 100%.
So what are maybe not some myths, but what are some challenges that you find with some of your clients when they come to you and they're job hunting that maybe the audience could take and just, you know, whip it real quick? Like something that maybe is real small that people make a mistake on. It's just like, hey, all you got to do is tweak this and you're good to go.
So there's two things that come to mind.
Okay.
Three things. So I'm going to give you top three things that you can use right now to effectively change your resume for the better. So mm-hmm. that people may do wrong that you can do right.
Okay.
One thing is, every position that you're applying for does not require a cover letter.
Mm.
A lot of people, in fact, most of them don't.
Okay.
Simply by default, whatever software that they're using to receive applications, they may have that and can't change that on their side.
Mm.
But the most important thing that you can look for is it required?
Okay.
If it's not required, don't do that. Just your application, go to LinkedIn, message who the HR person is in that company and say, hey, I applied. What are you doing tomorrow? You want to talk to me?
I love that.
Number two, I hate sentences that, you know, that top paragraph or the top sentence that's supposed to be your summary.
Mm-hmm.
I am extremely passionate about looking for work where I find challenges to utilize my skills in a most exciting way. I just crafted a sentence from all the terrible things I read. That's a waste of digital real estate.
Really?
On that paper, OSHA had a...
That, you know what? And that's crazy, because that is actually something that has been told to do. I've taken classes where they're like, put a summary up there to what you're... So that's not... We shouldn't do that.
Now, if you're going to do it well.
Okay.
Now, you do not have to be the best resume writer to do this.
Okay.
Or even a writer, you know, for that matter. So you have... Most people read from top to bottom, left to right.
Yeah.
That's natural. Mm-hmm. You're going to read a resume.
Here in America, we have some international watchers, but here in America, that's how we get.
Good story. You got a point. because I love my Japanese manga where you read everything backwards. But in a traditional American or even UK, mm-hmm. Even Canadian, South American, I mean, that style resume, mm-hmm. this top half, I remember it's an old term called above the fold. It's mm-hmm. from the newspaper, like when more news was printed. Yeah. If all the juicy information is not in the top half, it's mm-hmm. lacking, and mm-hmm. it's not going to get read.
Okay.
Because I mean, traditionally, 7 seconds. It takes 7 seconds for them to know if they want to keep reading. 5 to 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And okay. it's going to take 15 seconds for them to know if they actually want to interview you or not.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, you know what? Yeah, this is looking good. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and pick up. Let's go ahead and get the invitation out so we can get that thing scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste time with either two thick paragraphs or a one-liner. That is a waste of time. If you're going to say something like, I enjoy a challenging role where I can utilize my skills, just don't say that. And just go directly into your work history, your content information, because that's what matters. Mm-hmm. But if you get a chance and you want to have a really good executive summary or mm-hmm. in a summary, you can say, I am a, since we're talking about healthcare, I am a patient or client or customer driven client service, like input the job title there, mm-hmm. client services professional or customer service professional or patient services professional or healthcare professional, whatever that thing is, banking professional. I am whatever that thing that is that you're applying for,
mm-hmm.
With X amount of years of the most important skill that your industry is looking for.
Mm, okay.
And then if you really want to be successful, follow up with one more sentence, just one more well-crafted sentence, high expertise, secondary input, secondary skill that they most care about, skill okay. or knowledge
that the employer cares about,
that the employer cares about.
Okay.
High expertise in, since I said Salesforce or Workday or ADP or whatever software you want to add there, mm-hmm. AS400, if you guys are still using that. The old archaic system. If anybody does inventory or any type of administrative work, blink twice if you.
Yeah, put it in the comments. What are your guys' career fields? I would love to know. I know some of you guys, but you know, I would love to know. So if you guys have any questions, go ahead and put in the comments for Travis. He's going to answer them for you. But I would love to know what industries you guys are in.
Absolutely. And so high expertise using this skill, knowledge, or software with a strong collaborator. If your position needs collaboration or leadership or guidance, coaching, whatever the thing is, input there, mm-hmm. and you have your well crafted entry level. You know, something standard, something that will pass. Because they're not gonna make their decision based on the second sentence or third sentence anyway. They're gonna look at the first sentence. If there is a sentence there at all, I'm looking for your tenure, mm-hmm. and I'm looking for your biggest gun, your biggest skill that you're bringing to the table, mm-hmm. right there. First 3 seconds. That's why I want to know your name, where you live, possibly mm-hmm. if it's a remote or if it's not a remote role, mm-hmm. and how many years have you used this. First thing I want to know, and then go directly into whatever your biggest strength is next. If your work history is awesome, go with your work history. If it is your skills or your education, go with your education. Whatever that biggest thing is next. But if you lack a little bit on education, wow them in your little 7-second commercial, because that's what it is. Your resume is your commercial. Wow them with that. And anything that is not as relevant above the fold, you can put under that and you'll be successful.
Love that. So let's see. So we have Ms. Debbie says she's an event coordinator or an event decorating. I love that. Dia says she's an IT registered nurse. I am self-employed truck driver. Go ahead, Percy.
Go ahead.
A dialysis nurse. Oh, y'all got some law.
Shout out to the nurses. Shout out to healthcare because y'all.
Toxicology. Absolutely. Specialize in braids. Oh, I need my hair braided. So we got some good professionals in here. So yeah. as for somebody who, these are very specific industries, right? Let's see. Ashley says, I am currently in the food industry 9 to 5 wise. On my way to be an assistant manager, but I am a fashion designer that wants to own my own business. Ooh, Ashley,
a lot of weight. I love a good challenge. Can I work with it a little bit?
I love that. I love that. So,
Ashley's progression. I mean, Ashley, I can relate to you. Right. Mm-hmm. I went to an art school, the Art Institute of Charlotte, and I started out in culinary. Where's this picture at? How do you change careers?
I did that in high school. I did culinary arts in high school.
Yeah. In North Carolina, they did not offer that. They, you know, if you were not, going to whatever the industry needed at that time, mm-hmm. They didn't have any extra funds or anything extracurricular. So I had to go all the way to Charlotte to learn how to cook, learn how to supervise, learn how to manage, learn how to create dishes. You are in your 9 to 5 right now doing probably a lot of these things. Mm. Fashion is an art. Mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of things that you do right now. You analyze data. You look at a standardized recipe. Guess what? If you're working on a particular texture or fabric, if you're looking to design a new piece of clothing, or just simply curate a look for, you can tell I went to art school because I'm pulling these words that I haven't used in a while. If you want to curate a look for a certain event for a client of yours, because they want something unique that they want to show it with something that no one else has there, mm-hmm. then a lot of those things you are also doing in your 9 to 5. Here's a little way, a little small thing that you can do, and this applies to anybody. If you're looking to change careers and you feel like, okay, I pulled up the job description for the job that I actually really want to get into. Mm-hmm. What are they looking for that you don't currently have? Find what matches and that can transfer. If you don't know what transfer, it's okay. There's some nice helpful tools out there. Again, mm-hmm. look at soft skills. Don't look at the hard stuff because can you do the job? There's things right. that you can learn. There's things that you're bringing to the table that you naturally do well.
Right.
Some people can take on a lot of attention and people, and they make very, good flight attendants or managers or human resources. If you have to deal with a large crowd, if you work in event management, I mean, there's so many that position does that personality, that soft skill does well. Right. But if you're not that, don't worry about that. Just try to focus on your strengths. Do not stay consistent on your weaknesses. But if there's something like one or two things that may be essential that you may not have yet, mm-hmm. try to get the soft skill version, the thing that you can learn, the thing that you can actually pick up and bring to the next table at your current job. And more than likely, they'll never know that you're asking for responsibility so you can leave.
I love that. My favorite soft skill is excellent customer service because I that's my favorite one. So I see you being me. We're going to answer your question in just a second. Ashley says, wow, I never thought about that. Thank you.
No doubt.
That's awesome. Before we jump into interviews, because I do see a question from Being Meech, but I wanted to add on to what you're saying now while we're still on the resume part. And then Being Meech, we're going to answer your question. Okay. What do you think about people needing, like when the job says, like they have all the qualifications, they have all the years of experience, but they don't have the education, the formal education behind them. Do you recommend that they apply anyway? Do you recommend that they go back to school? Because a lot of people get discouraged by, the education piece. And I've even talked about, I'm a big advocate of college or just continuing your education in any capacity. So what do you think about that? Do people go back to school or you just apply and just, hope for the best?
there's one important phrase mm-hmm. that you look for. I'm gonna lean in a little bit because you probably just went right on by it. So for those who need this, write this down. Or equivalent experience. Or equivalent. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
So what does that mean? Like, what can be equivalent to a four-year degree? Have you ever written a thesis for a master's degree? It's probably about 49,000 words, maybe 10 to 50 to 100 pages. What's equivalent to that? A book. Have you ever written a book? Have you done the research to input all that you know on one topic? What's equivalent to that? The key word is that you want to look for, or equivalent.
I like that.
So what's more, if you don't have a certain credential, now if you're asking for a license, there's probably going to say we're equivalent. I need, if you're going to do brain surgery on me, I need you to have this. Right. But if they're looking for a 40 degree or an associate's or equivalent, what can be equivalent? If you have 6 years of excellent customer service, or if you have experience solving problems for those customers that would probably save your customer that you're working with hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of dollars. Or is your customer a business? Is your customer an individual person? There's probably something equivalent there, but I'm going to give you one thing that you can do right now to practically bypass that. A good relationship can cover all when it comes to getting a job. So if you're in an organization, nonprofit organization, fraternity, sorority, if you're an association, if you're on LinkedIn, I mean, let's start with the basics. You're on LinkedIn and you do not have a relationship yet, or you don't have someone who currently works in the place where you're trying to get. Of course, you want to leverage that person if you do, because that person can advocate on your behalf. Trust me, most businesses want to hire someone that is already familiar with what they do because they already have a friend or family member on the inside. It makes the hire easy. Make their job, make the recruiter's job, the hiring manager's job easy.
So when they say, do you, were you recommended by anyone? It's good to fill that in. Cause I always feel like it's not good if like your cousin works there or your homie works there. It's like, you know, so that is a good thing to put in there. If they have a good reputation.
Yes. If they have a good reputation, absolutely.
Okay.
That relationship, I hate this typical phrase, but it's true. But I'm going to modify it a little bit just for the sake of clarity and execution. So people will say, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Right. But I will go further and say it's not what you know that. Well, it's not who you know. It's not what you know. I'm sorry. I had to actually think about my own phrase. It's not what you know, but who you know that gets you the job, but it's what you know that helps you keep the job.
Right. Okay.
So if you can just make a good relationship, inbox again, every HR person. Okay. What if the HR person is not actually recruiting for the job? Inbox them on LinkedIn, create a profile. If you do not have a profile on LinkedIn.com, this is the best way and most efficient way to just completely accelerate your career in a major way when it comes to making connections. You want to activate your brand as a candidate here, but you're never going to become a candidate if you do not know how to get past the applicant stage and make a connection. So look for the hiring managers, look for the people who are in that department that are in leadership. Those people can be hiring managers as well. And you can use that to get past the or equivalent. Do you have a relationship here?
That part. So let's go back to the comments. So Being Meech says, what is the best way to prepare for an oral or a oral board interview?
So for clarity, I'm going to ask, board, are you talking about a panel?
I'm not sure. Being Meech, go ahead and let us know. If it's a panel, I think preparing for maybe... I don't know. I've never had one of these before.
And I think either way, the solution still stands. So okay. If you're preparing for a group interview or board members are, again, they're a group of people, there's a few things you can do.
You said yes. That's great. Okay.
Cool. Research who your audience is. Read the room before you even get there. Read the room.
Like on LinkedIn, see who works for the company. Yeah. They put a lot on their website, right? They put on who's like the, okay.
Absolutely. Go to their website, go to LinkedIn. They're probably going to brag about, oh, I love hiking in the whatever. You know, I went to this school and I was the first in class. And they're probably going to talk about all those things because they love to brag. They want to seem relatable. Right. But there's things that you can learn once you get in the interview that will help you be a little bit more relatable. But we'll talk about that, you know, at a different time. The best thing you can do your research and then learn who's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Dress. I hate to say this, but dress accordingly to who's going to be there. If there's more, I hate to say this, but it's true. If there's going to be if there's going to be competition, you want to stand out. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily keep your eyes on me and, you know, do little random things. That's not ethical. And that's not the type of coworker you want to have. Mm-hmm. Right. But somebody who's going to try to do certain things to get ahead at the expense of their team.
OK.
But there's dress according to who's going to be in the room. Do not dress a certain way that's going to make you look a certain way or not. Again, like a teammate. Mm-hmm. If you see pictures of them online in a professional setting, wear something like that.
Right.
Try to match the place where you want to go. How do they dress when they are on the clock? If they have a uniform, obviously, you know, you don't have the uniform if it's whatever that uniform is, but you can still, you know, put on something that will show them that you are the right person that you can handle a conversation. Mm-hmm. Lastly, other than doing your research, practice in front of the mirror. Get in front of your camera or your phone and start talking about what you do. Make a list of five things that you thrive in at your company and your position. And then also make a list of five things that you feel challenged and that you wish that you can improve, because they're going to talk about those things anyway. Mm-hmm. So just practice those things. Be comfortable looking into the camera, because that's going to train you to look in the eye of the person that you're talking to. If it's on camera, get used to looking at that one little dot.
Looking at you, and that's me looking up there.
Right, and it helps make a connection. It's a reason why when you are meeting someone in person, they like to make eye contact. It's a reason why marketing or any type of graphics, somebody's eyes are bringing you to the product that they want you to buy, and then it may even try to point at it. Eye contact is so important because it delivers call to action. I'm making a connection with you. Mm-hmm. So practice with your friends, practice in front of a camera, practice in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. And when you go there, break any type of stress that you have to sell yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation, not an interrogation.
Love that.
Right? So don't go in there thinking that it's a one-way line of desire. They want you to. Trust me.
They need you too, because they're interviewing for a reason.
You're looking for something that they have, which is probably money or challenge in a good career, a good path forward. And they're not necessarily, oh, we're happy to give them. And I mean, they may be, especially if they know they're going to make eight times more off whatever you do.
Right.
But more than anything, they want to make sure that they are hiring a good fit, but they also want to be the kind of people that you want to work with as well. Right.
So Bing Meech said she has lieutenant interviews. Congratulations. It's random panel of other agencies. So they're probably going to ask you questions like in your field. What do you like about being, or what do you expect to bring to the table being a lieutenant? I would just, and if you have other lieutenants in your industry, if you know them that have already gotten to that, ask them what those interview questions are like and how the interview is, especially if you have like a, we call it battle buddy in the military, but if you have a buddy, or I don't know what the, with law enforcement, if you guys have like a term for that, but if you know anyone, even if they're outside of your jurisdiction, I would say, hey, what are the interviews like? And I'm sure that there's videos on YouTube too, to help you prepare.
So much of it was on YouTube. You know, I was in the Navy. So, I mean, I definitely understand when it comes to certain interviews. The biggest thing you can do one-on-one, or if it's the first interview, usually it's going to be about behavior. But group interviews or second to third interviews, those qualifying interviews, they're going to be more technical. So they're going to look, they're going to want to know more about your procedures, your process. How do you? That's what they're looking for. Not necessarily what do you. That's the first conversation. Can you do this? What do you do? Right. How do you do this? Now this is time to really break down their process, because they're going to really want to make sure that, again, they're hiring somebody that they can trust. And what better way than to tell them, as if they are not necessarily listening to a manual or SOP, but tell them in a way that they would want to learn it.
I love that. She says, thank you. thank you for that. And let's see, we had another question. Let's see. I don't want to skip any questions. There's so many good ones. Let's see. Carmela says, I recently left a prosecutor's office, and I'm currently in private working in accounting and supply chain for a chemical distributor. That is like night and day. That's crazy. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a career change. Yeah. But also at the same time, there's probably a lot of relative things that you did there. It sounds like you probably worked with people. You probably worked with data. You probably worked with process or product, right? And those things transfer over. In accounting, the numbers, that's what matters. Do they matter?
For those of you who just tuned in, we have Travis Patterson. He is a resume interview career expert, career coach. He has a phenomenal channel on YouTube. He has his own business, you guys, where he not only helps people with their resumes, LinkedIn, cover letters, he did mine personally. So I've spent my hard-earned coins with this gentleman. So I know that his product is of quality. I know that he gives great service. So if you guys ever want to reach out to him, all his information is already in the description box. If you are ready to make a career change, you need just your LinkedIn spruced up, even if you're an entrepreneur, having a form of LinkedIn is phenomenal. So I'm working with Travis to get my personal things up. So if you guys ever have any questions, anything that you need, please reach out to him. He's such an amazing person. His company is amazing, and he can definitely help you guys any way that you need. Just contact him. But we have some more questions going through. And I know this is a little different for you guys, but I feel like some of you needed some gems and some help. And Carmela said he's dropping gems. So they are excited. Love it. So thank you so much. Let's see. Ashley has another question. Ashley has a question. So she says, do you have any tips on being interviewed for an internship? Most of them want college students, and it's annoying. I just want experience.
I'm gonna let y'all kind of take a peek. I have some books over here. And so yes, I have my Bath and Body Works candle. Don't mess with me.
Sign of a married man.
Look, no, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, I always knew. I was like, I'm probably going to marry a Bath and Body Works girl. I don't know. She was actually working there when I met her. I didn't know. I was like, dang, girl, you smell good. I didn't want to be creepy. I was like, you work at Bath and Body Works?
Come on, speaking things into existence.
Exactly. You got to manifest some things. Speak those things as though they are. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, yeah, I'm going to speak that thing. So I was looking for a book, Charisse Kent. Mm-hmm. She is the internship coach. In fact, I did an interview with her on my YouTube channel, Charisse Kent. She is the internship coach. I would definitely check her out. One thing, so I'm going to answer this to my ability, but I'm also going to use some of her gems. I don't want to take away from her. Do you have any tips on being interviewed for an internship? Most of them want college students. Yeah, they say that because it's their social responsibility. Mm-hmm. They want to be known for helping people who are less fortunate or people who may not have a chance to get into the space. But ultimately, what they're looking for is a pipeline of talent that they can use to hire at the right time. Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking for most. So I would just try to speak to that. There's two people. Well, there's a couple people, few people in the organization. Whoever who is in charge of the internships and whoever who is in charge of that person, you can connect with both of them. And if you're not a student of a particular college, and honestly, there's not a way that they can verify it. I'm not saying a lie at all. I would say if you are looking for an internship, because that's the best way. A lot of people are not willing to go work for little or for free for 3 months or 6 months. But if you can get experience in 3 to 6 months, that can take your pay from $20,000 to $60,000, mm-hmm, in less than a year's time. Why would you not do that? You'll end up wasting more money making only $20,000 or getting that dollar raise in 2021, you're getting that dollar raise each time thinking that you're doing something. Right. When you can just get your job, spend some time on the side if you can, and just really concentrate and take in as many soft skills, as much knowledge as possible, mm-hmm, as many relationships there, yeah, as possible, industry relationships. Look at who your interning with, but also who are their competitors. Mm-hmm. Who are their competitors? When you go to LinkedIn, once they leave that company, where do they go after that?
Expand. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Your whole web of how you network. If you never heard this term, learn how to gross work, mm-hmm, and you'll find yourself with a job sooner than later and with an internship of your dreams. So if you're looking for more insight on how to gross work, I have two resources. Mm-hmm. And I heard that Brittany's audience were active and engaged, and these are some energized, hardworking folks. Yes, so right. I want to do a book giveaway.
We love a good book giveaway. Yay.
Book giveaway. I just published my book this week, and it's called The Interview Activator: Land More Interviews, Get More Offers, Make More Money.
Yes.
So I'm going to give two books away to your audience.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the, I don't want them coming after me, in a bad way. So I'm going to let you choose, who they are. Whoever who's the most engaged, whoever who's most active, I'm going to let, Brittany, choose those two people, and she'll let me know. And I'll either send the books to her and she'll send them to you, or I'll just send them directly to you. Or I'll send you a link where for free, mm-hmm, you can just go into it and it'll just automatically ship out to you. So
perfect. We do book giveaways every Friday, so this is perfect, Travis. Thank you.
And it's Friday. What? You'll think I did a little research.
But have a tip for Ashley, and thank you so much. I know that they're gonna love that. Say if you want an internship, if you could just enroll in school, take one class. All you have to do is be enrolled a lot of the times to get through the algorithm of these internships sometimes. And once you get the internship and once it's over, you can disenroll. I'm not telling you spend no money, find something that's affordable. But a lot of times the qualification is you just have to be a student. So if you're having a hard time of not getting any internships because you have to be a student, or it's an internship that you really, really want, that it's going to take your career to the next level, then just maybe enroll into a little community college or something online, just so that you say, hey, I am a student. That way you can get in there. That may help you.
I have a shortcut.
Go ahead.
I took classes at Harvard University.
Oh yeah, they do have a program, don't they? Go ahead, tell us.
So there's two platforms out there. You have edX, EV.
I need to write this down. Okay.
And you have Coursera. Those are two platforms. During the pandemic, they were handing out free courses.
Say them again.
EdX.
EdX, okay.
It's EdX. Mm-hmm. And also Coursera. Coursera.
Okay.
Pardon my North Carolina accent, if y'all. I'm not coming out right. I'm in the Atlanta area now, so I probably also sound like people here that I hang out with. But EdX and Coursera. Those are some good ways you can. I took a course at Michigan University. Well, with Michigan State through Coursera. So technically, I was a student there. Hello. And my professor, it was an active professor at those colleges. So, yeah, I mean, I paid what, $20, $30 for another, $50 for a different one. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the truth. If they're looking for truth. And also that I didn't share that other free resource, but if you go to the App Store, there's an app called Interviewly. That is an app that my team and I created. It will also teach you about gross working, how to improve your network, and how to land more jobs as well. You'll see some training in there that is free and easy to access. Yeah, check it out.
Interviewly, you guys, it's an app. If you guys have interview questions, it's a great resource. So check that out. We have a couple more questions, and I see you keep loading them up. I've been in the pharmaceutical field since high school. Ooh, I took a pharmacy tech training and I hated it. I was like, I can't do this, but I'm ready to start my own business. I say start your business while you're making money. To me, that's the best way.
Yeah. Let your job fund your business. I was working for Kelly Services, and you know, I thought my boss was kind of lazy and that kind of thing, but I didn't know he was actually doing succession training. He was planning to give me all of his responsibility. I just thought he was like, man, he's always just passing off all these things to me and just leaving halfway through the day. Anyway, I was about to call his name. I don't want to give him a trouble. But that helped me get a promotion. I became an HR project manager. My pay was better. And I was able to use the difference. All of my bills were taken care of at the base level. But I was able to use the bonuses and the difference in the promotion to start funding my business. I mean, luckily with a resume business, it doesn't cost. You know, as long as you have a laptop, you know, you can start a resume business. In Microsoft Word, of course, but I knew that eventually I would want to have a nice website and, you know, get some business cards and get some pamphlets and brochures and a billboard and just grow, build an app. I knew one day I was like, I'm going to have an app. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do some speaking engagements. I got a speaking gig next month, but I started speaking back then. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to expand in your business, definitely let your job fund it. I'm curious. I know this is not a business coaching conversation, but coming out of, well, you're a pharmacy tech now, what's the path? So what is the business, if you don't mind sharing?
That's good. So who is that? Vanessa, if you want to share, or Veronica, if you want to share, please do. Let's see.
And guess what? Internships also work if you want to go volunteer yourself at somebody else's business that is not going to be your competitor. I have a mentee right now. She came to me for the distinct purpose, and we collaborated on Brittany's resume. And she's better than me now. She didn't start the way. And I know she doesn't mind me. she is not going to make it. But she was willing to learn. She was willing to take anything I gave her. She took the criticism. She built up. And I mean, it took this woman 3 months to become better than most people that I've ever hired on my team. I've hired, what, like 26 people overall in the past 10 years to work with me on my resume writing team and interview coaching team. She outpaces 5 to 1 every single time. She writes better than the top 10 of those. So she's learning from me and I'm helping her start her other business because I'm not her competition. Right. Yes, she can write resumes, but she wants to have a writing boutique, which is her name is Keisha Reed. Mm-hmm. Reed's Writing Studio. So I'm going to show you how to run your business. I'm going to show you how to do this because you're not going to take business from me and you're going to continue to help me with resumes. So there may be things that I think you said it was Veronica, that she may be able to learn to expand her knowledge quickly in her business. And that works for, you know, that's the internship style as well. But I'm also paying her. What was that one question? I know I kind of went on a...
You're fine. So Dominique says, I have an interview at my son's school as a teacher's assistant today. You are always on time. Perfect. I knew somebody was going to need this. I knew somebody was, I know some of y'all changing careers and all of this. And then Destiny says, congratulations. Everybody's saying congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my...
She's here for the book.
Ashley, I love it. So,
I have such supportive people. I love the Morning Motivators. They are so awesome.
They're so motivated. That you must be a world class motivator.
It's because my people, they show up for me each and every day. Ashley said the gems are fire. Yes.
This is my fourth published book, but I mean, kind of have them things on standby. I don't know where these came from. Good gosh, you think I planned for this? But first book, Coach DCP's playbook to getting an interview in 24 hours or less. This book was sold in Walmart, and that was currently in Barnes and Noble. $1 billion success stories. So if you're thinking about starting a business and you think, but nobody else goes through the problems I go through, here is a book of 35 entrepreneurs who went through the same problems that help them build up their empire. And it's some really vulnerable things, things that you wouldn't think that would hold a person back. Wow. And this isn't published.
Exclusive.
It's not published. I finished a couple of years ago, but I don't like to confuse people because I'm the interview guy. I love helping people with jobs, but The Single Husband is a book that I finished and I can't wait to tell more people about it at the
right. I'm interested. Single Husband.
The new book, The Activator. Ashley or somebody is going to get this work and it's going to change her life like for the better. She's going to be, so the whole point of activating, right, is to get as many interviews as you possibly can. Some people say, I can't get an interview. How can I get to the job without interviews? If you can open up that pipeline and that funnel and just take in as many interviews as possible, one, you're going to be a better interview for it. Mm-hmm. Two, you have choices. Most people get into their careers because whatever job that was local, that's what was available. Or, you know, their friends or somebody say, hey, you should come over here and work. Or somebody call them. You were chosen. It's nice to be chosen for other things. But for your career, it's better that you choose it.
Ashley says, speak it into existence for me. So Ashley, you are one of the book winners today. Congratulations. Woo! And we have one more to give away of Travis's book. So if you need it, say, I need it in the comments. Put, I need the book in the comments. Because somebody, if you have a job already, if you ain't trying to switch jobs or roles and end up, spread the wealth to the other Morning Motivators, because you guys have plenty of time to win all the other books that we give away here each and every Friday. But if you need this book, if this book is for you, Travis, do you have it with you so you can show them once again?
It just came out Wednesday, so I'm waiting on my copies. I ordered 30 copies.
Yeah. This is exclusive, y'all. Y'all get an exclusive book hot off the press.
Nobody has... Well, I don't think, because Amazon, I think the earliest is the 26th of March that anyone can receive it. So I don't think anybody has it in hand yet. If somebody beats me to it, I'm good for them.
Okay. And then Destiny hasn't won a book, and she was the first one that says I need it. So Ashley and Destiny, congratulations. Congratulations, you are a book winner. Destiny is a faithful watcher. She's been such a huge supporter of my career online, and she hasn't won a book giveaway yet. So Destiny, congratulations. You right. See, that's why y'all got to be quick. When I say go ahead and put it in, you got to put it in.
You got to be first. You got to be active. You got to activate.
Oh, so Veronica, the question was, she said, what was the question? She said she apologized. She didn't hear it. So the question was, I think that you said you were switching roles. You were going from your pharmaceutical career to being an entrepreneur. So the question was like, what's the bridge? So what do you want to do in your entrepreneurial career? And while we're waiting on for Veronica to type that into the comments, Sydney says, I recently switched roles. It can be tough, but worth it. Take that chance on yourself. I love that. Thank you for that, Jim, Sydney. Ms. Debbie says, I agree. Man, I have the best. I have the best audience.
I love success stories. Like,
they're awesome.
Those things really get me going. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a client yesterday. June of last year. She was making 61. No, she was making 60,000. Mm-hmm. She leveled up in her career. She made 85 this past November. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Coming into the role, she was making 61. The new role paid 85, and ooh, she just got a raise this week, and now she's making 91. In nine months, she went up over $20,000. And it's a combination of three things, and everything that I promised people. I see, you know, we're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour, so I'm gonna make this count. There's mm-hmm. three things I'm gonna tell you in the next 2 minutes. So one thing is the resume that you have, the branding of the wording. If mm-hmm. you present value, you will be perceived as value. If you give value on your resume, you will be perceived as value. If you've ever been on a date and someone said to you later on, I thought you was going to order the most expensive thing in the menu, it's because you have taste and you presented value and you probably looked like you are going to be expensive. Your resume can do the same thing. You want to make recruiters sweat. I thought I was going to have to pay the top dollar for you. Yes, you are. You are going to pay the top dollar for me because I'm worth it. Right. And this is the value. So get your resume in line. There's some free tools. If you go to MAP, there's some free tools there, and I'm also listing them inside of the book as well that will help you get the right words to give you that $20,000 potential increase.
Nice. So,
next thing is we're talking about communication. Get mm-hmm. your interview language together, and you can again get in front of a camera, get in front of your friends, get used to interviewing. Mm-hmm. Also take some, just like speed dating. Sometimes you just go do some dates to prepare you for the real date.
Right.
For the actual person that you really want. Just cast a wide net, get an interview that you know you're going to say no to. Just mm-hmm. also do that to see where your current worth is. There's mm-hmm. people right now who have been interviewing who've been working for 5 to 10 years at one place, and they do not know what they're currently worth. As soon as they leave, they found out that they could have been making $35,000 more. I had mm-hmm. one client, just one, that went up $50,000 just because they decided to find out what their current worth was in the market.
Mm.
That's the second thing. Your resume, then your interview language. Make sure you're speaking the language, not like you're talking to your coworkers, but to your manager.
Right.
And third thing, you'll get in the book. All right.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Destiny. Destiny said that she already won a book. So she said, if I want to give it away to somebody else, thank you for being honest, Destiny. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
See, that's what you want to have.
Yeah, you're going to get this financial increase for sure because you're honest. God loves honesty and things like that. So Veronica, you have won the book. So we got Veronica and Ashley. Thank you, Destiny, for being such an amazing person, but she said I'll still purchase.
That is awesome. That's awesome. And I hope that it really helps. I never wanted to provide any value that's not going to change. It doesn't have to be a major change. Just if it's one step different than anything you've ever done, it's going to put you in a productive path. That is my goal. If I can leave anybody with anything, hiring someone, at one point in time in past, if you hired a coach, it probably looked at it probably you were probably looked at as you were inefficient in something. Mm-hmm. or something was wrong, if you hire someone to talk to, if you need coaching, if you need mentoring, if you need to speak to someone, yes, mental health is super important. Right now, I'm speaking about if you are looking to expand on your brand as a candidate, your career brand. I hired a coach. I hired a YouTube strategist, and not realizing the soft skills. If she ever wanted to get into interview coaching, she would kill it. Or even resume writing, because there's a lot of things that she was telling me that I was like, oh, that's the same. I didn't realize that. And she told me. I hired Brittany. You can go look at my YouTube channel right now. It was not the type of YouTube channel that I was happy to share with other people. And I was like, so people, do you have a YouTube channel? Nah, follow me on Instagram. Follow me on LinkedIn. But now I'm excited to share, because I hired a coach, and I appreciate you for doing it. You said, Travis, it's like resumes. If you want to reach more people, if you want to increase your visibility, you have to use the same type of methodology that you do for resumes. I was like, it's the same thing. And I do want to help more people, especially this year coming off a really deep pandemic. And now we're kind of somewhat seeing the ending phases of it. Maybe a year or so. I don't know. I'm not a professional on that. Don't hire me for that. Hire me to do your resume. So, but yeah, you definitely want to hire a professional. So if you can help it. If you don't hire someone, definitely just, you know, look online for different resources. And I know that Brittany is going to continue to drop the most amazing gems I've listened to her for years on her Instagram. And then I found out that she's the host. She has shows. She's on Instagram. She is big time. So I was pretty excited about it. And hey, look, relationships matter. So
yes,
I'm so happy to meet you.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being here. Veronica has one more question. So we're going to take Veronica's last question. For those of you who have to go to work, thank you so much for being here always. If we go over a little bit, I always like to say goodbye to my worker bees. So go ahead and have a beautiful and amazing day. Travis, before we answer Veronica's last question, for those who want to work with you, who need your help, who say, hey, you know what? All that sounds great, but I need some hands-on and need some help. Where can they find you? I know all of his website is linked down below, but how can they get in contact with you? And what services do you provide? And Veronica, we'll get you right before we wrap up.
So Travis C. Patterson is my name, but also it's where I can be found for books. It's where I can be found on LinkedIn. It's where I can be found on Facebook. It's where I can be found on Instagram. DM me. I'm really responsive. But if you're looking for services for anything, you can go to traviscpatterson.com, or you can go to my resume website, which is Patterson Resume Resources .com. I also have a website, PRR Training Consulting, that has everything that I do. It may be a little overwhelming, so don't go. Those are more so for businesses that they want to know, you know, how can I get you to train my employer, my hiring managers to interview better? So, gotcha. You can just check me out on social media, and I'd be more than happy to connect with you. And
all of this information will be down below. So I'll have all of the websites as soon as we wrap up, y'all. I'll have them all down there for you.
Or text me. How about that? 404-855-1208. That's the same number that's on my business website. The same number is on my resume website. Same number everywhere professionally. So
404. I'm going to put it in the chat for you guys. 404.
855-1208.
All right. And that is an American thing. So you guys got to put a one in front of it. Okay. So wrapping up with Veronica real quick. She is our last comment of the day. Thank you guys so much. But Veronica says, I would like to start my business with holistic medicine. And then she says, I am looking for different networking organizations or programs. If anyone knows, I would gladly appreciate.
Absolutely. Facebook has really engaged groups. If you're not already in the Morning Motivational Facebook group, definitely join that. There's other associations as well that are specific to what you're looking for, with hundreds, if not thousands, up to 500,000 people who also care about what you do. And you can go learn from them and they'll be in there. LinkedIn has groups as well. You can join those or you can go to meetup.com. There's so many ways to connect with like-minded people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I pray that everybody got some good stuff. I know that they got some good gems. I appreciate your time for waking up early with us today. Yeah. Even though I'm sure you were probably already up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you.
Have other time zones too, you know?
Yes. So thank you so much. You guys know how to contact Travis. Go ahead and reach out to him. I'm telling you, he's professional, on time, good. He can have your resumes together, your LinkedIns together, your cover letters. If you are trying to switch up your industry or you just want to step up in your career, he is the man with the plan. Ooh. Thank you so much. Congratulations, Veronica and Ashley, I believe, that won the book giveaway. Veronica and Ashley, please DM me on Instagram so I can get your addresses so we can make sure that we get those books out to you and that his book drops again. What date?
It dropped this past Wednesday.
This Wednesday. So you guys go ahead and get it. It's going to be on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, it's on Amazon right now.
Amazon. We're going to have to talk to you about some, you know, I'm thinking about writing a little book. So we're going to have
the knowledge is going to be between those pages, right?
Yeah. But thank you so, so much. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I pray that you guys have an amazing weekend. Don't forget to rest, spend time with your family. Don't forget to pray, talk to God, all of the above. And I will catch you guys on Monday. Bye, you guys.